Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Very, very glad that you're with me here today. And joining me, Milan Yurkovich is right there. Hey, Milan, how are you?
I am doing very well, thank you, Steve. And happy Monday to you.
Well, it is a great Monday. I hope folks had an enjoyable Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. No, it's not easy for everybody. But also joining me is one of the best mothers ever, and that is Becky Brown. Becky.
Well, hi, Steve. That's so sweet of you to say.
Hi, Becky.
You should ask my kids. Hi, Milan.
Well, it is.
We don't want to do that, Becky. We don't want to call your kids and ask them. We just know you're a great mom.
Exactly. She is a great mom. And, I want to tell you, at the next break, I'm going to tell you about a coaching opportunity and a conference that's coming up that some of you might be interested in. But Becky and I did our grief workshop this past weekend.
How'd it go? And, wasn't it our first one?
It was.
Wow.
And I was thrilled at what the folks dealt with, what happened there. Our therapists always do such a great job, which that's the difference in what we do and other people, is we talk and then you go into work into a therapy session or group session and do the work. Well, at the end we had a time of Q&A and comments, and a woman, and by the way, if you're wondering what support of New Life does, here's what it does. A woman said she was so grateful for Every Man's Battle because her husband went to Every Man's Battle last May, came home a different human being, and they had the most amazing marriage you could ever imagine. The marriage of her dreams.
Wow.
And then he died in November.
Oh.
And it was so tragic. I told her, though, I said, you know, Every Man's Battle, men go, and they're looking at pornography on the way home, not your husband. And I'm so grateful that he made the commitment that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, when he died, well, we had been doing this devotional, the 7-Minute Marriage Devotional Bible, and she said, we've been doing it together, and I felt led to give it to one of my friends who's married, and her husband isn't a Christian. And so he agreed to do it, and they started using that Bible and the devotional, and she said her husband just became a believer.
Wow.
So it was just pretty powerful to hear that kind of testimony. But that is what people that support us, that's what it produces. And I would just say this, if you are in need of something, whether it's emotional freedom, or you're struggling with Every Man's Battle, or you've been a victim of a man who struggles with sexual integrity at all, sexual purity, we've got something for you. We've got a workshop we can help you with. And if your marriage is just really struggling, I literally do not know of anything more powerful than our Intimacy in Marriage workshop. And all of that is there because people support this ministry.
And well, I always think it's good, too, Steve, for people to pass it along, right? That's what that woman did at the grief workshop. So if you've been to something, if you've listened to us for a while, share it with somebody else. Right. It can make all the difference in their life.
1-800-229-3000 to join us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we are joined by one of my favorite people in the world. He is just one of the most competent folks you will ever meet. His name is Dr. Eric Scalise, and he is the Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for June Hunt's ministry, Hope
Steve,
for the Heart.
Steve, we lost his connection.
We lost Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll try to get Eric back. And he wants to talk about this coaching conference that's coming up. And if you want to know about it, you can go to ICCI. That's the International Christian Coaching Institute. And that's ICCICoaching.com conference. And you can find out all about it. And if you register by May 31st, you get the early bird pricing. And I'm going to be speaking on life recovery, repurposed, and forgiven. I just hope and pray you'll join us. The ICCI, International Christian Coaching Institute, was started by Dr. Dave Stoop and myself, and Eric, he has taken that and he has built it into something really, really powerful.
We have him back.
Ah, Eric, I just introduced you, and then you weren't there, and so now you're back. Hi.
I actually heard everything you said. I don't know why I lost the signal.
Well, we probably lost you. Eric, tell folks about the conference. And why they should sign up? What would be the benefit for that? I already told them you're amazing.
Well, you know, Steve, ICCI is really a vision that partly that you and Dr. Dave Stoop had, and we've been talking about creating this network of Christian life coaches for some years, and now it's a reality. And just wanted to thank you for the partnership there. But coaching is the second fastest growing field in the world, but there's never really been a great place for people of faith to land, and so ICCI and the conference coming up this fall is a great place to connect with other like-minded coaches. And I know that in the New Life Network you all are adding coaches along with therapists, and this is just a great way for people to connect to your network as well, and something obviously we really encourage. We're going to have some great speakers. A guy named Steve Arterburn is going to be one of our keynotes, as well as Nick Vujicic with Life Without Limbs, our own June Hunt, Dr. Mark Creer, two-time Olympic medalist and Hall of Fame. We just have a great lineup. And you and I have talked about this, Steve. We want to be known for being biblical and for being relational. And this is just a great time for that.
Yeah, and I appreciate all that you've done to pull this off. Let's give them the dates and the title of the conference. If anybody, and plus, if you use the New Life code, well, you get my session free. There are other things, but talk about that.
Yeah, so the dates for the conference are September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. It'll be right here in the Dallas, Texas area, but we're also offering a pretty robust virtual conference experience for people who can't travel or are too far away. Just go to ICCICoaching.com, and there's a link on the homepage there for the conference. And as Steve just said, if you just enter in the coupon code NEWLIFE, we actually have a few things for you. We're going to give you Steve's pre-conference workshop. It's a $50 value for free. We're going to also put you into a special dessert reception with Steve while you're at the conference, and we'll make sure virtual people are in on that. And then, Steve, you recently did a coach talks webinar presentation that we aired just a few weeks ago. We're going to give people that link as well. And then anyone who registers, we're actually going to give them one of our foundational coaching courses for free. That's a $350 value. That's how much we believe that this is just going to be an exciting event. So,
where do they call?
To partner with you.
Well, thank you.
The easiest thing is just to go to ICCIcoaching.com.
ICCIcoaching.com. Eric, thank you. Can't wait to see you again. Anything else you want to add?
No, just can't wait to see you and hug your neck. And we're so appreciative of all that you do at New Life.
Well, you're very relational, and we'll hug in a biblical way. All right. Thank you, Eric. God bless you, and we'll see you down the road. All right. Well, there it is, and ICCIcoaching.com, International Christian Coaching Institute. And how about we go right here and talk with Sarah from Queens, New York, and she listens on the podcast. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm feeling a bit sad today.
Oh, What's going on?
I'm going to just throw out my questions, and you can ask me what information you need to know. My question is, how can I be wise with my time to get through the tremendous losses and the divorce I'm going to file?
Why are you filing divorce? What's going on there?
Initially, my husband and I were separated because of a violent incident, and he was put into jail, and since then, we've been physically separated, and it's been about 2 years, and it wasn't just that. I noticed that I did not know what kind of relationship we were in until I'm separated, and I realized I'm being used and abused at every single level, and it's been almost 2 years, but I don't feel like he is changing, even though he went to every man's battle, and I just think that the reality of filing divorce is hitting me, and so I'm feeling all kinds of emotions in the past a year and a half or 2 years. I've been doing really intense EMDR and counseling and step study, but they're all coming to an end, and this week I'm having one more session of 12-step study, so I'm going to have all this time to myself. I start noticing all those sad feelings just being occupied with all the doctor appointments and all that.
Well, there are so many emotions that would come up, and so none of them good or happy feelings. Are you getting any kind of counseling, therapy, anything?
I just stopped a week ago because my employment ended. And I also think it's kind of good because I was really overwhelmed with all kinds of treatment. And I was going to go to the grief workshop, but I just felt like I was so full and overwhelmed with all the things. So I think it's good. I'm taking a break, and I'm reading. I have read Take Your Life Back, almost done with Healing the Choice. But I just feel like, am I supposed to do something else?
Okay. Well, let us help you, and I'm going to start with Becky, and then we'll hear what Mylon is thinking about your situation. I'm really glad you called us, and we really want to help you. Becky, what are your thoughts?
Well, my heart is breaking for you, Sarah. This is a really difficult time. I do think that you still need help. Counseling and 12 steps and recovery work is a lifelong journey. And there are times when we need more and we need less. And by just the level of your emotion and your sadness, and what I'm understanding is that you haven't yet filed the divorce. Is that what you're saying, Sarah? Like you're getting ready to do it?
Yes, I was hoping I can finish the step study and the counseling first, and then I'm going to give myself a little break so I can start filing because it's daunting.
Okay, so here's what I want to just suggest instead. I want you to not think of these as separate chapters, but these all fit together for a while. You're going to need support. If you, at the end of your step study, I would encourage you to get into a recovery group and just continue the group support process. As far as your counseling, you don't have to continue doing intensive work, but you need that support. And your feelings are justified. It's, you know, you're sad. It's, you've tried, and I wonder what else has been happening as you've been kind of processing, you know, waiting to file for divorce. But I, most important though, Sarah, just, I want you to hear the fact that this isn't a, okay, I'm going to quit doing counseling and my step studies and then I'm going to get my divorce started. You're going to need support through the whole process.
Yeah. And if ever you needed the right kind of counseling so that you wouldn't be overwhelmed, but you would find some relief and restoration, it's now. Mylan, what are your thoughts right now?
Sarah, I'm so sorry about what you're going through. Let me just establish that. And I hear your pain, and I hear that you're sad, and I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question that I think needs to be answered. Do you still love your husband?
I do. But he's not changing. He's not repentant.
Okay, so okay.
He acts like a victim and lives in denial.
Okay, so but that's important because see, that's part of the tug. Because you still love him, even though he wasn't good to you, even though he was harsh and abusive to you enough to get him into jail, we can get pulled into a relationship with an abusive person where we love them and we tolerate, and it's called the abuse cycle. But there is love involved. Now, I'll simply say a couple of things. That is a part of it, and you must keep in mind that that's there. You can't deny it. You have to acknowledge it. Number two, because you're less busy and you are less distracted with everything going on, you're all of a sudden feeling sad, much more sad and grievous now that the busyness is dying down. And that makes a lot of sense. And I want to encourage you to sit in that grief and find people in the grief recovery group that you can really cry with. And then number three, what a divorce does is it protects you and gives a clear demarcating line to your husband, I will not tolerate the abuse any longer. And so it's a statement in which you're not, and you use the word victim a moment ago, you're no longer the victim. You are the one taking charge. I will not be subjected to that. And then I'm going to say one more thing. This is it. With time, if he were to really repent, really change outside of jail, and show you a completely different man, and we see people change here at New Life.
We do.
Then you can always start courtship again and test out those waters to see if his change is really true. So divorces don't have to be final, even though they look like they are. I've seen a lot of people remarry and go on to live great lives because people chose to change.
Yeah. And just to help here, I really wish you had been at that grief workshop. We'll do our emotional freedom in August, and some of that same material from grief we're going to incorporate there, and I hope you'll be a part of that. Let me send you a Life Recovery Bible and the 12-step workbook specifically on grief. You work through the 12 steps, helps you in the grieving process. Also, please let us find a really good counselor for you. You need that support and that guidance. And I'm so sorry for what you're going through. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to be here two shows we're going to do today. So You can join us now, join us later. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Romans 12:12 says to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I tell you, it's hard to be patient or have hope without prayer. Let's do that. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It is New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Becky Brown, Mylon Yurkovich with me, and so glad that they are. Now, let's go back to the phones, and let's talk with Trina from Regina. I love that. Trina from Regina, Canada, is where Regina is. How are you, Trina?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I think
I am good. I think it's Regina, isn't it?
It is. I think
it
so.
Is Regina.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that.
But I like your version better, Steve, and maybe from Argentina. I mean, you know, all of
this. There you go.
Sorry.
So how could we help, Trina? And I'm really glad you called and glad you listened there, probably on Sirius XM. Is that right? Or some other way?
Your app. I use your app.
On the app.
For
oh, perfect.
So.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm calling. I have a 17-year-old daughter who has high-functioning autism, has been struggling for a few years with some gender identity, sexual identity. A few weeks ago, she told us that she has a girlfriend. So we kind of were like, not sure how to deal with this. Last week, she came to me and said, Mom, you know what? I've been thinking about this. I'm going to break up with her because I know it's wrong. I've been reading my Bible. I know that it's wrong and that God doesn't want me to do this. And I said, okay, that's great, honey. So, like, now what? And she goes, well, I'm going to try and be straight. So we've talked, you know, about how, okay, well, you need God, right? God's going to be the one to help you through this. So we're at the same time, though, she is also struggling with gender identity. And very much, you know, wants to dress like a boy, is not very feminine. We're struggling with this. She is the oldest of three girls. My husband has, in our entire 21 years of marriage, has been very vocal about his desire to have a son. He wants a son. We have three girls. My husband also, I'm like, 99% sure also has autism and so struggles to, you know, connect emotionally with any of our girls, but specifically with her. So I really feel like I've said to her, I said, I think what this is you're so badly wanting to connect with Dad, and this is a way that you see this. So I don't know how to deal with this with her and, you know, kind of how to go through this with her about, you know, being a girl and, you know, not, but seeing that, how that is, how I definitely see that is why she's wanting to be a boy is I think she thinks that it's going to, and it's not. I mean, you know, yeah. It's going to push her farther away from my husband, so.
Sure. Well, it's very complicated, as you know, and I do think it's more complicated than him just wanting a boy, but oh my goodness, that is mm-hmm. so tragic that that's a headline mm-hmm. around your house, mm-hmm. and especially that it remained a headline when she started dressing like a boy and all the other things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, well, a counselor can't help a person not have homosexual feelings. They, you know, they get their license taken away. But when somebody exactly. says, I myself need some help in this area, they can help a person who says, I'm struggling, I don't want this, give me whatever help that you can. And so...
Actually, Steve, Actually, can I just interject here that in Canada, actually, that is illegal now. Even if a person can ask for help and then decide later that, oh, actually, I don't want you, and can actually have somebody charged with it. Hmm. So every
but what I'm saying is
like so scared to touch anything with it.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, the wise counselor doesn't do things like try to talk them out of it or stuff, but just knowing that they want to be different, feel differently, then they look at all the different things and they talk about things that would relate to that. Now, he would never, the counselor would never know about that, these desires, because they wouldn't ask about it. But when she presents it, it doesn't mean that they go into some kind of regimen that changes a person's desires, but it's helpful information as they do the counseling. And that's, I would just encourage your daughter to be open and honest about whatever, and that's really valuable information for the therapist to have. And if she's not getting any kind of counseling, I think now is the time for that to take place, because
we have been looking for a counselor for her for quite a while.
Okay.
It's very hard, I find, to the autism plays so much into her, and I find it's so hard to find a counselor that can that can kind of see the issues that she's having and realize. We had the last counselor that we saw, she spent an hour with my daughter, asking my daughter about all the horrible things that have happened in her life, which of course brings my daughter to the absolute pits.
Yeah.
And then says to me, you need to take her to the ER right now because she's got suicidal tendencies. Well, you just spent an hour asking her the bad things. Of course she's going to be in that place now, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this real quick before the break.
We have an appointment.
Got to go to the break. Is your husband high IQ? Is she high IQ? Just curious.
They're both high-functioning autism, yes.
Yeah, okay. So Asperger's probably there.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're going to continue here and hope that, I'm hoping that my compadres will help Trina. Mylan, what are your thoughts here on a very, very tough situation?
Trina, thank you so much for your all your interest, efforts. I know you're putting your whole heart and mind into this, and I think that's wonderful. And you also feel like you're really looking for help, and you're very open, so I love that. I would suggest several things. One is just an honest conversation with your daughter about what is the pull toward another female. Sometimes you said she's more boyish orientation, and I don't know how she feels in her culture. I don't know if she feels attractive to other boys. I don't know what is going on, but I would ask her what the pull is. I would ask her what the draw is. Why is that preferable to her, and what does she find in it? Just to try to find out how she's thinking. Secondly, I wouldn't just send her to therapy. I would get into therapy with you and your husband and her, and to have somebody who's really good in family therapy help the three of you begin to have conversations to really understand what's going on in this 17-year-old girl. Now, the front part of her brain isn't fully developed for almost another 10 years. So when kids who are 17 years old start wanting to make lifetime decisions like gender, or they want to start going through hormone therapy or various other things, that's distressing to me because they don't have a full adult brain to be able to make those choices. So I love her heart. I want to do God's will. I would want to know what's the draw. I'd also want to know if she'd been hurt or harmed by any males, and to ask her those questions, and to just really be encouraging to her. But I would want to find a place where Dad could learn to ask questions and actually draw closer to his daughter through this.
And Becky, what are you thinking?
For sure.
I love that plan, Mylon. The one thing that I think that might be missing, Trina, is, and I don't presume this is true, but sometimes when these big issues come up, it can become literally the only thing we talk about.
That's right.
And so we want to be careful not to make her the project in the family. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Steve, I love what you always say about adolescents and their sexuality. They literally are just having big feelings that they don't know what to do with a lot of times.
Right.
And this is a very acceptable thing in the culture. I'm not saying it's okay or whatever. I'm saying it's very acceptable. And so this choice has become confusing for someone who has lots of feelings, you know, and that's every adolescent on the planet.
That's a good
and
point.
So I just would encourage you to have other conversations. I love the idea of family counseling because Dad, if I don't care if he is on the spectrum, if he's still talking about wanting a son and he has three daughters, he is missing out on a blessing that he has right in front of him, and he needs to build into those relationships. And
that's right.
I think that that would be where I would focus, Trina. And there is good help out there. I have a son that's on the spectrum. He's older than your daughter, but I found a great therapist who helps with the anxiety that comes along with that. But also, we talk a lot about resourcing our kids. You know, okay, so this was a bad experience, and maybe you need to have some conversations with the counselor on the phone before you get in there. But I love the idea of family therapy, and then that way you won't have kind of those rabbit hole experiences.
Yeah, and I'm glad that she has a sane and healthy mom that sees the big picture, knows what's going on. I think that's the biggest asset here. And, you know, of course, in the midst of all this, you need to tell your husband that he has to find a way to lean in here.
Right.
And he's got to never, ever talk about wanting a boy again. And somehow he has to express to her her value and his love for her. Not that that's going to heal everything, but it's going to help everything.
Right. Well, and I have had conversations many times with her, you know, exactly what you always say, Steve, about, you know, gender being so fluid right now and how, you know, just emotions and hormones and everything are up and down, and that she was, you know, Becky, you asked about if she was, you know, had a problem with a boy. In grade 7, she had, there were two boys at the school that had, she uses the word sexual assault. It was, they were at a pool, she had a life jacket on, and they tried to untie the top of her swimming suit. She focuses on that so much, and she cannot get past that, even though she does not see these boys anymore. She is in a completely different school, but she cannot get past that one experience or get through it. And we have tried everything and have said, like you have to look past this, right? This can't define your whole rest
but
of your
here's
life
the thing,
because of
but here's the thing,
boys.
Trina. Here's the thing. The more that you push that she has to get through that, the more her defenses are going to come up until she can organize that. And a lot of times with folks who are on the spectrum, the perseveration in their thought process is strong. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a traumatic event like that, it's very hard to think of it any different way. And I don't know if maybe if she would do EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, I know it's hard with some folks because they don't have the insight, but I think that that's a significant thing to get her some help about that issue.
And you're telling her to treat that incident cognitively. You're saying you need to get through it, and which means just sort of let it go. But I said this on the radio last week. Our brains are sticky, and so when really bad things come along, they really stick in there, and they're hard to get out. And good things stick also. But here is where another thing is important, and that is this world is filled with difficult, hard things, and we have to be able to grieve them. And so one of the things that I think needs to happen is to not just try to think her way out of this, but to get angry and also grieve it out. And to cry about it and be sad that those things happened. And that is one of the ways, as well as Becky also said, EMDR, that allows us to get over those traumatic incidences.
And also to point out that she is 17 now, and to point out what a strong person she is, and how capable she is, and that if something like that were to happen, there'd be a very, very different outcome. She has the strength to get out of that air pool or wherever, and to get help. Or, but she wouldn't be a victim today, as somebody in the seventh grade might be. Well, I am glad that you called, and I don't know that anything we've said is earth-shatteringly helpful, but we want to help. Let me just thank you for calling by sending you the Restoration Bible, and along with Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love. I think there's great insight in there, especially if your husband would read that with you. I think there'd be some great insight that would be helpful in your situation. 1-800-229-3000. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. Larry, good to see you.
Hey, Steve.
What do you have for us today?
Well, we have this matching gift. I want to talk about that first. This has been out for about a week. It started at $706,420, and $81,695 was given the first week against that. So we're down to $624,725 that we still need, they're looking to be matched. And I want to remind you folks listening that New Life didn't say we got to get $700,000 match out. We had a pool of donors that decided to pull their money, and that's what they came up with. So we're grateful for that, but it's been a big chunk, and we know that we're going to have to keep at this and keep mentioning it, but we're doing that because we want to get at that money and be able to use all of it. So if you could make a gift today, that would be great. You can make it in several ways. You can, a one-time gift, you can donate stock, you can there's so many ways. I want you to give to Club New Life, but that's not part of the match. But if you could join Club New Life, that would be fabulous, too. And if I can, Steve, right afterwards, I'd like to read a testimony, because this
you
is every man's battle weekend coming up.
We will hear that. By the way, anybody giving any amount, I'll send you the 100 Days to Freedom from Anger. Boy, this is an amazing devotional that could help so many unlock so much.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to remind you that your psychological well-being is an important part of your health. Millions of Americans are living with a mental illness or know someone who is, and New Life has many resources to help you personally grow and to better understand those living with mental health issues. All month long, we're running a sale on a variety of books, CDs, and devotionals to help you, so be sure to visit newlife.com to shop the sale.
Thank you, Terry McIntosh. Larry, you wanted to give us a great testimonial.
Yeah, I like this one. I'll tell you why after I read it here. This is from Jeff, and Jeff said, "My recovery from sex addiction began on September 5th, 2017. I began looking for counseling help and was discouraged and disappointed by how difficult it was to find faith-based counseling. Within a few days, God led me to New Life, and I quickly registered for the next available Every Man's Battle workshop. I attended the one held in Pittsburgh in October of 17. Upon returning home, I signed up for Sustained Victory. Tina attended Restore in Washington, D.C. in December. We have read several dozen books, both before and after our workshops. I received and read the daily emails from New Life. We also have received counseling as a couple from New Life referred counselors. Those workshops and what God taught us through them has been instrumental in my ongoing recovery and sexual purity, as well as Tina's healing and restoration. We're more than 4 years on a recovery and restoration journey. We still have difficult days, but fewer all the time. God has been good to us. We're committed to continue the journey for the rest of our days." I like this because it says what people need to hear. It's you go to a workshop like Every Man's Battle, and that's not the end all. It's not that you're fixed. It's not that you're never going to have impulses and challenges. But if you go to work, you can overcome this. I don't want to. And you see all the work these folks are doing, and that's what you're. That's the ideal thing. Mm-hmm. Go to counseling. Go to the workshops. Go to Sustained Victory, and it starts this Friday, right here in Orange County.
Orange County. There's so many people that listen to us in Southern California. It's right there. Take advantage of that. By the way, often a woman is the one that makes that first phone call. And don't listen to anybody that says he really has to be the one to want help. You just get him to the help, because when he's there, it's our job to do what needs to be done to break through that denial or that resistance. And it happens all the time. 1-800 New Life, if you want to hear more about Every Man's Battle, or if you want to help us with the match. Thank you, Larry. I've got time for one more call. Let's go to Alex, who's calling from Boston, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. Alex, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How could we help?
Well, thank you, Stephen. Steve, I have some problems with depression and anxiety. And I've lost my purpose in life. I'm a Christian. I know what the Bible says. I have to apply it to my head. I have a problem all my life with anxiety and depression. And it seemed to have worsened the end of March when I had to clean my apartment out. I'm kind of a messy person living alone at going to be 69. And I went into a tailspin, I guess, with depression for a while. Then I got a bad cold. And I've been to the doctor three times, and I've been to the hospital yesterday, all kinds of tests. So, and I'm sweating in the head, and I get sweating in the head and fatigue.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd like to know, I need some help and all that. I've been to counseling my whole life.
Okay, and so just curious, who is the healthiest person in your life? And how often do you talk with that person?
In my life, I don't talk. I have people who are Christians. They're pretty healthy. But we just talk about the Bible and friends. And I said, you know, they give me scripture. God will provide.
Yeah.
We are more than conquerors. And I tell them I'm feeling lousy. And they say to me, well, you can't go by your feelings. You've got to go what the Bible says. You can't go by your feelings.
Okay. Well, That's not very helpful. It hasn't been very helpful for you, because sometimes things are so powerful in our lives, we can't just think our way into a different way of being. Mylon, what are your thoughts here when you're hearing this amazing struggle?
Well, Alex, you said you've been in counseling your whole life. I'll ask the same.
Non-Christian and some Christian years ago, 30 years ago.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question that Oprah Winfrey asked and Bruce Perry in their new book, What Happened to You? What happened to you?
Well,
that,
I guess they weren't helping me with the issues.
No. What happened to you that caused you to feel anxious and depressed and seek counseling? Did someone harm you? Were you traumatized? Were you neglected?
No, something happened in my mind in March, and I guess I got fed up being alone, loneliness, and
okay, so
my apartment was a mess.
Okay, so we're talking about two things. We're talking about two things here. We're talking about what happened in March, and that redoing or cleaning out your apartment caused you to be depressed and anxious. But you said I've been counseling my whole life, and I'm asking you.
I've had depression and anxiety. I've been on medicines. I've had compulsive obsessive thoughts, anxiety disorder.
Yeah. Okay.
And all those things, low self-esteem and all that.
Okay, so there's one thing I would suggest that you do. You need to be in a group with a therapist who's not going to just tell you a Bible verse and command you to do it. Look, I love the Bible. That's not the point. The issue is that we're supposed to show emotions to one another. Mourn with those who mourn, and weep with those who weep, and rejoice with those who rejoice. It tells us to do more with people than just read the Bible to them. I would recommend you get into a group, a 12-step group, that could just be a group of people that you meet with every single week. Becky, what would you add to that?
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, Alex, you need people around you that aren't trying to fix you with Bible verse. So if you get into a recovery group, and we can help you connect, we've got somebody who helps people get connected with life recovery groups across the country, you're going to experience relationship in a healthy way. It's very common for depression to occur with anxiety, because anxiety just wears you out and your brain just gets tired. And
that's
so
right,
if you aren't currently seeing a counselor who's helping you with that part of it, that would also be part of it. There's so many pieces. And, you know, what happened in March is it's a marker. It's to say, Alex, you got to have some more people in your life that are going to help you carry this out so that you can experience a good future. And we'll help you get connected with the group.
We will. Well, we're just about out of time. We're doing another program after this. So if you're on the line, hang on. If you want to join us for that, it's 1-800-229-3000, and we'll be here for another hour after this. If you'd like a tip sheet on the 10 benefits of seeing a life coach, we've got that. We've got some great coaches in our network. And don't forget, you can go to ICCI Coaching and find all about the conference there. A gift of any amount to our matching fund, 100 days to freedom from anger. It's right there. And don't forget, every man's battle. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to be right here, same time tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. See you then.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.